This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I got to cross?
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. We have a very special guest joining us in the third hour. That is a national television host, but also a political scientist. Well, a leading political scientist in Russia, to give you the Russian response to what's going on in the world. And the accelerated move towards war with Russia, one of the only failings of the Trump administration, but one that if it goes wrong could end life on this planet. So that shall be extremely informative. I also intend to open the phones up to get your take on the Super Bowl behavior, on the illegal alien reportedly killing the cult's Edwin Jackson, and the media tried to cover it up. On gender-bending chemicals found in plastics linked to breast and prostate cancer are found in 86% of teenager bodies at high levels. Ooh, mainstream media reporting that. But first, let's go to this report. MSM gaslights America.
Regardless of what the Mockingbird media may have told you about the Nunes memo details, that media continues to desperately gaslight America into looking the other way.
All right. Do you feel like you know more or less about the safety of Robert Mueller's job?
I feel as confused as I think most Americans do right now. I think it feels a little bit like, you know, when you're in the supermarket and there's Muzak in the background. It's there. It's a constant noise, but you can't quite make out the song.
Yeah, it's called
exactly.
You.
Hashtag release the memo was way more important than the actual memo. When I was reading that memo, I thought, okay, what was the big news here? What exactly am I reading?
We have seen the blowing of a lot of smoke this week. The smoke will dissipate. I mean, Mueller is going to continue with his investigation.
The goal here really isn't to find out the answers from the FBI. The goal here is to undermine the FBI, discredit the FBI, discredit the Mueller investigation, do the president's bidding.
But I don't really understand how any of this is important, so I'm just going to treat this memo like every other memo I've received at work and completely ignore it.
The president of the White House thinks that by saying we support the masses of the FBI, but we oppose, in strong language, the president's talking about basically corruption at the FBI today, but we oppose the leadership, the workforce is going to look at this and say, this is an attack on our ability to conduct an investigation with integrity. There's hundreds of agents and analysts working on this investigation. It's not just Christopher Wray, the FBI director. So the FBI people, I'm going to tell you, are ticked. And they're going to be saying, I guarantee it, you think you can push us off this because you can try to intimidate the director? You better think again, Mr. President. You've been around for 13 months. We've been around since 1908. I know how this game is going to be played. We're going to win.
The memo has no impact on the Russia probe.
Not to me it doesn't, and I was pretty integrally involved in the drafting of it.
Rosenstein or McCabe, those are the names that will be burning your ears as the truth is gradually ripped away from the spin. Rod Rosenstein gave the Steele dossier the DOJ seal of approval by signing off on at least one FISA application to surveil Carter Page. The Daily Caller reports Bruce Orr's wife was employed by Fusion GPS to assist in the cultivation of opposition research on Trump. Orr later provided the FBI with all of his wife's opposition research paid for by the DNC and Clinton campaign via Fusion GPS. The Orr's relationship with Steele and Fusion GPS was inexplicably concealed from the court when it was used to obtain a surveillance warrant. And Andrew McCabe, after stepping down as deputy director of the FBI, is now being held accountable by the FISA memo claiming that McCabe had knowledge that no surveillance warrant would have been sought from the FISC without the Steele dossier information. Although still secretive testimony by McCabe may refute this claim, regardless, McCabe was knee-deep in anti-Trump territory. Now the facts are laid bare. What to do with a cabal taking on the most powerful office in the land, all due to hubris-riddled, power-mad-driven, pure partisanship. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
They say that imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. And when I imitate someone, I do it because I think they've done a great job, and I think that they've been very thought-provoking. And you have to understand, usually they're also imitating somebody else and then improving on it. So a lot of times the crew, they'll say, well, college reform already did that, where they went out and read Trump's tax reform plan but said it was Bernie Sanders, and then 99% of people said, oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful plan when they thought it was Bernie Sanders, but really it's Trump. Just to show how they're dumbed down, they're biased, they're not informed, they don't know what's going on. And whether it's California or whether it's New York or whether it's areas like the University of Texas, we don't go down there to show that they're stupid to get off on it. We do it because it's frightening. And you go to a conservative or libertarian era, you go to their areas, half the people will actually catch on to what you're doing and be aware. The other half will say, hey, I'm too busy right now. Get that camera out of my face. Or give me more information. What group are you with? Now, exactly, again, they're just canny. They know what's going on. But you go talk to liberal areas, and it's like they've been hit between the eyes with a sledgehammer. By the way, guys, I don't know if I asked you to do this. It's audio. He was on a radio show. Will you guys get this Kimmel Says Libs, Excel at Late Night host because of job requires intelligence, and we ought to play some clips of the random people at Democratic Party rallies. I mean, they really make you want to cry how stupid and how brainwashed they are. But getting back to this, college reform goes out every week and shows this. They'll go out and say the Bernie Sanders plan, but really it's the Trump plan, or they'll go out and say, hey, we've got State of the Union quotes from Trump. And then they say they hate it because it's Trump, but then he tells them, no, that's actually Barack Obama. Trump could be handing out free $1,000 bills they wouldn't want. I mean, it's like Mark Dice goes out. We've done it, too. We try to hand people free gold coins, and they won't take it. Here's a $1,000 gold coin. I'm going to give it to you. No, I don't want that. And first they'll start out, you know, I'll give you give me $5, I'll give you this $1,000 1-ounce gold coin, or whatever it is at that time's cost. And they just shake their head because they're so ignorant. They don't know how to even look at a coin and see if it's real, or, whoa, that's heavy. They don't know how to bite it. They don't know. They just think you're trying to give them a flying saucer or something. And that's really it. They're domesticated. The one thing you need to know about so-called modern leftists is they're not real classical liberals. They're super followers. They're super scared. They're super sheltered. They're unhealthy. And they're dumb. But they are crazed and want to run your life. They're like a pack of dangerous lemmings. So I'm going to get into Kimmel coming up the next segment. But right now, I wanted to play College Reform, and I'm going to have one of the crew, whether it's Millie, Owen, whoever wants to go, just go back down to UT or go back down to South Congress and just sit there and, you know, say, listen to horrible, you know, Trump State of the Union, and then give them Obama quotes, and just like where College Reform did this, where they did this, New York, it'll be exactly the same. And you're like, what happened to these people? But the big story isn't just that when they hear it's Trump, they hate it, even though it's Obama. Trump means it when he says these positive things about America and is doing it. Trump's surrogates go out and promote what Trump said to the State of the Union. Obama would say a lot of good stuff because he's the good cop. And then his surrogates go out and say America is inherently evil, America is inherently bad, America is the worst thing ever, you know, since gonorrhea or since cancer. Your kids don't belong to you. Christianity's bad. Veterans are bad. Police are all bad. Demoralization. You can't have your churches. You know, they said that at the State of the Union last week. You see, his surrogates do one thing, and then he comes out and says another until he is talking to Democrats. He's like, we'll get these bitter clingers, their guns and their Bibles. We're going to get them domesticated and break these families up, and we're going to make sure they don't have cars or air conditioning. And by the way, if you know, they think they built their businesses. They didn't build their businesses. Or the WikiLeaks, Hillary, you know, these damn baristas, man, these people, I hate my scum followers. They're all a bunch of slugs. But I guess we made them that way. And then the top professor who's advising her goes, ma'am, we just need to intensify. They're not listening to our message, but at least we can cause culture war. She's like, yes, send me a file on that. And culture war is black on white. And now we have their memos doing it. And you turn on MSNBC or CNN, I mean, that's like science fiction or something, how you'd cause a race war. I mean, you tune into it, and it's so evil, it's so naked, it's so ridiculously obvious, but you got to remember, they got those audiences slowly building them up with the BS, titrating the poison until the average person gets bit by a 10-foot king cobra, they roll over and die in 5 minutes. But if you've been building the dose up for 20 years like a snake handler, you can get bit, you kind of get high off of it, and maybe your teeth fall out or something, but, you know, you still live. And it's the same thing. These people are like zombies because they bought into all this craziness, and it just gets wackier and wacker. What they're being fed to keep them on the plantation has gotten so crazy that now they're believing all this, so they're like in a virtual reality, totally whacked out. And that's why Brian Stelter and all of them keep saying, we're in a virtual reality. Those of us that are countering them, because they know they're there holding the fort with a bubble, a force field of idiocy over what they've got left. Let's go ahead and go to this student's hate Trump's State of the Union.
I'm Caleb Phillips of Campus Reform. Today we're at John Jay College getting reactions to President Trump's State of the Union address last night. We're going to give them a few quotes from the speech and ask their reaction. Except the quotes we're giving them are actually from President Obama's State of the Union addresses. What will they have to say? Let's find out. So I have a few quotes here from the State of the Union. I want to get your feedback first. Talking about ISIS, saying, quote, we need to call them what they are, killers and fanatics who have to be hunted down and destroyed. What's your thought on that?
Well, first off, ISIS is fake. It's something the government made up so they can continue doing what they want to do, which is world domination.
Donald Trump should, like, you know, mind his own business and, like, just focus on America because he's the president of the United States. Not.
We're going to have to come back and play the rest of this. Back it up. Some leftists are actually super smart. And that's why I didn't used to call myself a conservative or a liberal, because the liberals had some good issues like decriminalization of drugs. And then the right wing had some good things like pro-Second Amendment, right to life, stuff like that. But I didn't like Republican blue bloods. That guy actually gets that ISIS was made up, but by Hillary and Obama. And Trump said, back that up 10 seconds, please. Trump is the one that said Hillary and Obama created ISIS and turned them loose all over the Middle East. And CNN promoted them as good guys. Remember that? So he's still an anti-Trump guy. They come back to him. But it doesn't matter. Trump and the Russians, that's the only Russian collusion there's been, that predates Trump, cleaned them out. Russians did like 90% of it. But so the guy gets that right, but it's Obama that did it with his cousin Odinga. Let's continue.
Well, first of all, ISIS is fake. It's something the government made up so they can continue doing what they want to do, which is world domination.
Donald Trump should, like, you know, mind his own business and, like, just focus on America because he's the president of the United States, not of the whole world.
I feel like that's a very strong statement. And when you say something like that, it kind of makes you, like, a target.
Or if you're a threat to this country, we're going to get you for that. It's just ridiculous.
Next up. Talking about the general world stage, saying, quote, when you come after Americans, we come after you. It may take time, but we have long memories and our reach has no limit. What's your thought on that?
I don't think that's a good way of handling something.
Right.
It's like he doesn't seem...
When we come back, the exciting conclusion when they learn it's Obama. But see, that was just his rhetoric versus him resupplying them, giving them the weapons, creating the name, winding it all up, and that's been declassified. Then we'll get into Jimmy Kimmel. He says working Americans who aren't on welfare are stupid.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne, That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So they've taught the modern domesticated trendyoids, I wouldn't even call them liberals, that's how we identify them in the common vernacular, semantical parlance. They believe they're fighting for their very existence. They believe they're being destroyed by thousands of big companies being incentivized to come back to the U.S. For colleges to actually teach curriculum that gets them a good job. They think having sovereignty and having free markets bad. They believe being victims and being part of endlessly divided, balkanized, atomized, desperate, alone groups controlled by their local factotum, their local potentate, they believe that that somehow gives them power. And then they're all taught everyone outside of the bubble is dumb. That's why Google, Twitter, Facebook, Amazon are all building bubble cities. They don't just look like bubbles. Some areas are domed bubbles. But dome cities where it's all connected, hundreds of structures, enclosed parks, you name it, where you're all in a community like yourself. They have a name for it. It's called a cult. So this is the type of dystopia many, many sociologists and psychologists say is coming. And of course, they're doing it in the Middle East, not just from the climate, but that's what cults do. So, ladies and gentlemen, we get back to the campus reform video where they hear what Obama said, but they tell them Trump said it, they're against it. But then when they hear that Obama said it, they suddenly like it. Students hate Trump's State of the Union quotes, but they're Obama's. And it's always the same. That's how Mark Dyson go up and say, we're going to put all the Jews in concentration camps for Obama. And almost every person signs the document on the beach in L.A. Because if it's for Obama, you got to do it. They'll do anything. And these are people that speak English. We're going to put the gun owners in forced labor camps, and we're going to kill some of them. Okay, yeah, that's a great idea. It's time to take these people out. It's like a well-spoken guy saying this because it's all about their power. And they sit there and they watch these channels and they really believe we are Nazis out to get them. And then their main patron, their main supplier, their main funder, their main god is a true, actual, bona fide, certified, documented, lettered, admitted, self-confessed, unapologetic, dyed in the wool, psychopath who spent hundreds of billions of swindled dollars trying to take over the whole world, crashed more than, 15 economies, bankrupted countless nations. When I grew up, even watching PBS when my mom was cooking dinner, I first heard about Soros as this international criminal in the late 80s trying to crash the British pound. I mean, back then, they were on him. He was a guest. He's like, I do not apologize. I'm allowed to do whatever I want. But then by today, it's like, how dare Alex Jones call George Soros a Nazi? He fought the Nazis. You're watching Anderson Cooper. Surprised they don't show him like in a Captain America outfit. Yeah, Soros fought with Captain America and the Hulk, the Incredible Hulk. And, of course, Hulkamania, he fought with the Hulkster as well. They all fought Hitler. It was actually George Soros that climbed into the bunker with a knife in his teeth and stabbed Hitler when he was 16 years old. He went, "Die, Hitler!" No, he went on 60 Minutes and said, "I am not ashamed of how I survived doing it. I would help round up the Jews, my fellow Jews." His dad wrote a book about it. And then again, they're defending it. They think that's tough. They want a Nazi in there. The average mutated, hunchback, leftist weirdo likes evil. They like dirty things. Their hottest porn is torturing animals. And I mean, you go to what the left's into, man. They're into nihilism. They're not the left. They're a bunch of wimps living on the back of the country in bubbles who then are pissed at everybody else when they peer out from their meth haze from playing 20 hours of video games a day and they see upright, strong people that aren't completely crushed by this sick culture and they think, there's the enemy. Let's continue.
He doesn't think before speaking and how it's going to offend a lot of people.
He should be careful because there's other countries out in the world that has, like automatic weapons and, nuclear bombs.
I mean, he's got small hands, so I don't know about his reach. So.
And finally, talking about China, saying China wants to write the rules. That would put us at a disadvantage. Why should we let that happen? We should write those rules.
I wouldn't mess with China. But
he's over the top in general, so it's par for the course.
It's like everything is out the window. Like, China.
I guess the way that he approaches things is very aggressive, and that's not the best way to approach situations.
What if I told you that all three of these quotes were actually from President Obama's State of the Unions?
All right.
Full of shit, aren't you?
What's your thought? Are you surprised?
Kind of, yeah.
It's actually crazy to hear that.
I think there's a bias against President Trump when it comes to hearing a speech like the State of the Union.
I do think there's a bias. I guess bias is really bad in general. Just because you don't agree with it doesn't mean it's not right.
I am definitely not a huge fan of him. However, I think being closed-minded is probably more dangerous than anything he could do.
Some people are quick to like judge you on Donald Trump just because a few things he say. But I think if they paid him his whole presidency, maybe they'll have a better outlook on him and a better perspective in general.
Because unfortunately, a lot of times what you hear is tainted by bias. And you really can't go off that. So do your own research, educate yourself. It's your duty. It's, it's the future of the country.
That is a smart crowd compared to a lot of them. But when you look at the hidden Veritas camera videos and the others that have come out in the congressional hearings, they sit up there and they go, number one mission, stop InfoWars, then stop the president spreading his information. Yes, sir, we were on it at lunch. The heads of the companies, sir, we're on it at lunch, stopping Paul Watson. And then last week, there were all these Southern Poverty Law Center and George Soros articles from Media Matters and Right Wing Watch going, look, the last week they've had three top Facebook trending and they've had a bunch of top Twitter. And they're like, some of the headlines were like, Zuckerberg's been caught again. Twitter's done it again. And these articles have headlines just chewing them out. Maybe try to pull something during the break. It's like Zuckerberg drops the ball. Zuckerberg's got some explaining to do again. He's openly censoring, having people arrested in Germany that don't go along with the Muslim invasion, working with Pakistan to have people arrested that, say they don't believe in Allah. And, he's like bent over to every authoritarian regime there is on the planet. And they're just chewing him out. They're like, look what you did. And then Facebook's like, we'll ban him quicker. We will. We're sorry. We'll stop him because they don't want me to sit here and play these clips. By the way, if I was Campus Reform, they do a great job. But after they do their interview, I would then actually show the clip of Obama because he did say those things. Just as you can see it for yourself. All right, we're going to go to break. We have the Kimmel clip. He says, you're dumb. And this is so important. Because if you understand this, you understand all the angles to it. Because when they talk about how we're in an echo chamber, they know it's the opposite. And they're desperately trying to keep the very, very sad people that are under their control still on their little plantation. I mean, you heard that one guy say it's BS. Obama, never said we're going to take out ISIS. He likes ISIS. Well, the truth is he does like ISIS. He helped create them. But just these people just don't know what they're talking about, though. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Jones, your host. Infowars.com and Newswars.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.com, are our main sites. Thank you so much. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and get to some news clips here. And then later, I'm going to get into Jimmy Kimmel, because I'm not quite ready to get into that yet. I was working on another story during the break. Got here a minute late, and that just spoiling my mojo. I think I'm doing too much during these breaks. I think I'm going to have to stop doing work during the breaks. I try to multitask around here, and I figured out that's what's frustrating me. That's what's derailing me. And I'm not going to do it anymore. If I don't have the info on something, I'm not going to wait a minute to do it once I get on air. I'm just psychoanalyzing what sets me off and then ruins my day. You know, most talk show hosts, they sit there and they practice what they're going to do. They script everything. They have a bunch of guests, a bunch of clips, a bunch of news, and you're not really hearing who they are. You're hearing what I really think and what's going on here on this broadcast. There's nobody telling me what to say or what to do. The problem is that has its own downside, because I have probably 50 articles that I actually looked at or read, a couple hundred more that I haven't even gotten to. They're all incredibly important, and I tend to get caught up obsessing over how weird and brainwashed the left is instead of just moving on and exposing the big issues and what the globalists are doing and kind of just get up above the clouds from, you know, down there in their false reality. And really get up there in the halls of Elysium, where the globalists see themselves operating politically as a breakaway civilization, completely separate from what they're up to and what they're doing. So that's coming up. But I will get into Kimmel, because we have the audio now of him saying, you know, you have to be a liberal to be a talk show host because conservatives are all stupid. And the reason I want to get into that is it's illustrative of the overall elitist attitude. And it's also illustrative of how those shows have up to 100 writers, and it's all completely scripted. Even the pre-interviews they do with the folks that get there 2-3 hours before to script what they're going to talk about with the actors for 6-minute segments. I mean, to sit there and produce something like this and then say that conservatives couldn't do that is asinine. But that's all they've got, is their so-called elitism, and we are defeating them. Now, before I hit some of the other really important news here, dealing with the chemical warfare against the population and some of the other big breaking news that's on InfoWars, InfoWars.com, and the big announcements of how they're planning to censor the population. So they've been engaged in lots of pinprick censorship for decades, and now they've accelerated it, hoping you become punch drunk, and when they come out with hardcore total censorship, people just accept it. So there's been an acclimation phase going on, and here's just one of the headlines, and I mentioned this one because it's excerpts from the Wall Street Journal, but the Wall Street Journal is behind a paywall. This is out of the Next Web. Hold on to your tinfoil hat. Hold on to your tinfoil hat. Alex Jones YouTube is coming for you. Oh, they're coming for me, but hold on to my tinfoil hat. I said they're coming for our free speech. They already are. And when they openly announce that I'm the number one target, that ought to tell you something. We're on to them. We're over the target. Even though I'm right, still hold on to the tinfoil hat. So we're going to be talking about that. And we're going to be talking about twice deported illegal drunk driver kills NFL player on Super Bowl Sunday. It's why we have InfoWars, because I have the anatomy of the media lying and saying that he was an Indiana man and a U.S. citizen when he was a twice deported illegal alien. So we'll not just show you our article. We'll show you the anatomy of how they lied about it, then got caught, and then had to have a tiny correction. And then we'll show you how we boiled it all down in one article. Because that's how they do, and they cover it all up. And again, it's part of an agenda of trying to keep us dumb. Because if we're not genetically dumb, if we're not predisposed to be dumb, if nature didn't make us dumb, well, nurture, big old hammer upside your head of disinformation, it certainly will. And that is the big brass ring here, is keep you in the dark like mushrooms and feed you Bravo Sierra. And I, for one, am completely and totally sick of it. So we're going to get into Kimmel first, then into all of that absolutely important information. Now, before I go any further, though, it's the plug of the hour. You know they're out to get us. You know they're trying to shut us down. I'm going to do a tour this week, I think with a live video feed, but with lights and everything, so it looks professional. But I want to do it live. Unannounced, I think, too. I'll just pick some time in the afternoon or the morning to march around here and then compare it to previous videos I've done over years past, to the two new studios we're building, the 25-plus new people that are here, the equipment everywhere, boxes everywhere, engineers everywhere, you name it, satellite uplinks going in, whole nine yards. We are full attack. President told me, keep it up, don't back down, press the attack. We're going to win. I'm going to press the attack. I'm going to bust my ass. We're all going to work together. Men like us, we understand destiny. We're going to win. You feel the energy in the country? Yes, sir, Mr. President. I feel the energy. We're going to combine our energies together. We're going to win. And the energy is going to get even stronger, isn't it, Alex? Yes, sir, it is. Don't you know that scares these demons? They want us low energy? They want to break our spirit, break our will? It's like the Lord of the Rings analogy of Wormer, Grime Tongue, you know, in the ear of the king, got him under a spell, or I'm too old to get up, I can't even walk. 2 weeks later, he's killing 1,000 orcs. That's what's happening. The spell is lifting, and people like Chucky Schumer and other hunchback demons like Pelosi, they know their time is short. So, we've got the best books, the best videos, the best supplements, the best water filtration, the best air filtration. We go out and find out what is market research. The very best nutraceuticals, the very best supplements, the very best everything. And then we massively discount it. So 25% off on BrainForce. Shirt of the month, get 20% off. You can cancel any time, but a new shirt comes every month. And we've got a limited time sale on CellForce that's about to end. It's about to sell out. I didn't want to step on Dr. Group's toes. We got even stronger BioPQQ CoQ10 by going to the big top organic national manufacturer. Group said, hey, I'm impressed you did this. No need to, you call it CellForce because it's confusing people. We'll just discontinue DNA Force and call this DNA Force Plus. So that's what's happened. Highest quality BioPQQ CoQ10. He's making 5 new products for us. That's a great job. But we went out to the biggest organic company out there, and we got this set up. So at medical facilities, other places, they sell us for $200, $300, $400. They put a 7, 8, 9, 10 markup on it because it is. Before, it was like $55, $60 depending on the run in each bottle. Well, now it's $30 in each bottle, and then we sell it for $69.95. That's over 100% markup. Help us fund our operation. It's just no one gets true BioPQQ and CoQ10. At a price like this, synthetic crud that you can't even absorb, that's way lower in dosage, is $50-$60 for little bitty plastic bottles at Whole Foods and everywhere. But I'm getting ready to go in there and do a side-by-side comparison and show everybody. That's owned by Bezos now, so of course he's screwing you. Not us, man. We bring you pharmaceutical, nutraceutical grade. It's a great deal at $100. And if you want to buy it at that price and help fund the operation, that's great. You're already getting the best deal. At $69, it's going to be called DNA Force Plus. It's Cell Force right now. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. The ultimate antioxidant, the ultimate for your telomeres, the ultimate for your inside your cells to get the toxins out. Cell Force, Cell Force, Cell Force. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. It's about to sell out. And in a few months, we'll have DNA Force Plus in. The very same pill under a new, more powerful name. Thank you for funding our operation.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm familiar.
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair.
Trump is in Ohio right now at a big heating and cooling factory for home use appliances, and where they are expanding the factory and bringing more of their production back to the United States from overseas. I just saw some images of Trump piling off out of Air Force One and making his way there. But right now, let's go ahead and go to another report. Let's go ahead and go to the deep state is on its knees, and then I'll come back and I'll go to the Jimmy Kimmel report saying that you're stupid, and then I'll get into the other news that I have here. Twice deported, illegal. Drunk driver kills NFL player on Super Bowl Sunday. Now let's go ahead, though, and get into this report, because I want to remind folks this is happening. The deep state is on its knees. Here it is. We got a lot more we're going to give to Congress that will dwarf this if the Democrats and the globalists and the corrupt people at the top of the FBI don't roll over. If you don't roll over, and if you keep having this war to try to stop the recovery and all the rest of it, we got everything on you, Jack, just like our military source, Jack, was saying.
There's two
factions in the United States. There's a legitimate government that's being ran by the White House right now, restoring the American Republic and the Second American Revolution. And then there's the deep state, the generational, you know, just toxic poison that's been in the White House and been in our intelligence agencies for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And literally the Donald Trump administration is combating that in patriots and generals and people within the military and within the private sector have been waiting for this. We needed to actually have the capability of doing this, and Donald Trump has given us that opportunity to do this.
They got everything, all of it. And if you want to play hardball, let's do it. Soros and all of you, just keep pushing. No one stood up to you. You had a Republican leadership that you were in bed with before. You're facing opposition that now has the presidency, most of the states, and most of the courts. You will be defeated. Only a nuke attack taking out the president and the Republican leadership, like they could have done at that West Virginia event with the whole situation. I mean, they shouldn't all be in one place at one time. I don't think that's smart, unless the Democrats are there as well. And they still might wipe out their own people in a sacrifice. I mean, these are serious people we're up against, okay?
I continue to be much more concerned when it comes to our security with the prospect of a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan.
It is exactly what we knew it would be. It is a codified indictment of the compendium of what we know with the Democrats organizing this fraud to stop Trump from becoming president. And then once he was elected, to try to remove him from the presidency, a classic conspiracy. And we have their text messages. We have witnesses. We have all of it.
One can go back to November 17th of 2016 when Admiral Mike Rogers, head of the NSA, broke ranks, made an unscheduled visit to the Trump Tower. You've covered this. Met with Donald Trump. And in that meeting, we don't know, of course, what he said, but certainly the effects of what he said were clear, because the next day, Donald Trump moved from the Trump Tower, again, as president-elect, to the golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey, because of what Mike Rogers said. And basically what Rogers said, and I'm speculating here, is the fact that, hey
brother, and again, he didn't give a heads up. He went there to report the treason.
That's right. And then right after that, of course, you saw Clapper and others calling for Rogers Rogers to be fired because of the breaking ranks. But this, all the roads lead right back to Obama, and as well as the parallel roads lead back to Clinton, because with Hillary Clinton as well, I just have to mention this, Hillary Clinton, using a private server, set up Barack Hussein Obama in the White House, communicated from Russian soil on a private server to Hillary Clinton while she was in Russia.
You're not seeing anywhere in the media, as usual, what this is. It's a threat from the president to them that we have you by the short hairs. You better back off right now. And we've caught you in perjury in Congress and in the FISA court. And I keep repeating this because it's bombshell. All roads on illegal spying lead to Obama, and we know that. And we know it's blacked out in the FISA warrant request. And the fact that they've been stonewalling on this is going to blow up in their face so incredibly bad. By the way, the biggest thing that I've been intending to say in the last week here on air, I haven't gotten around to, but so I have time to do it, I'm going to do it at 6 after in the third hour. I have had, I'm going to tell some of these stories, prominent Democrats that I know, prominent liberals that I've known for many years, come up to me and apologize and say, wow, Trump really got spied on illegally and people need to go to jail for this and this is scary. And some of these people are pretty high up in the Democratic Party in Texas and they just didn't believe any of this stuff was going on. And they're now coming to me and calling me, and I had lunch Saturday with a couple of them, and they are not laughing anymore. And some of them are prominent lawyers, others have been in government, and they're more Dixiecrat-type guys, and they are really freaked out at this point. So the sinking ship is sinking, and people that weren't rats, but people that thought, you know, that I was exaggerating, they're now really starting to get religion. Now, let's look at the curious case of Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel once hosts the Man Show. I know people that are friends with Kimmel. They told me years ago that Kimmel's a listener and likes the show. He's done friendly skits making fun of me. He's also done some threatening skits, you know, that I still thought were a joke, but in hindsight, I don't think are. Now that he admits, he gets advised by Chuckie Schumer every day he's on air and by other Democratic leaders with talking points. So when he says, hey, a message from the New World Order, we're going to kill you, and, you know, then he simulates shooting me with a gun, I take it serious. And now Kimmel's gotten really, really nasty. And he was on a talk show. We're going to play a clip of it here. And he basically said that libs excel at late night hosts because a job requires intelligence. Well, here's the problem. You have an army of writers. Some of the shows have upwards of 100, normally about 15 full-time writers. You can look it up. Kimmel's no different. They get up there, they read off a teleprompter and their monologue, most of it written by somebody else. They've got applause lights, they've got someone telling people to applause. It's scripted. They script the interviews with the guests that come to a great extent, on the phone with producers days before, then for hours off and on beforehand. I mean, I've been with friends out in Los Angeles and gone along to tapings of stuff with Leno, you name it. And Leno's more of a libertarian, and he's come out and said it's nasty, it's wrong. He had double the ratings of people like Kimmel when they got rid of him. But he wouldn't get nasty. And he's come out and talked about that. So Kimmel is a mercenary teleprompter reader. And it's a classic leftist statement that there's no conservative talk show host on late night TV because they're too stupid. We've had lots of conservatives with hit TV shows and hit late night programs and hit you name it, and they get knocked off because they won't play ball. That's admitted. Hollywood won't tolerate Taylor Swift because she won't come out and attack Trump. She's just neutral. So that statement is unbelievable. You are a part of a cult monopoly, Mr. Kimmel. You are part of a group that bullies anything that doesn't agree with its worldview. And you're trying to bully the rest of the country, and you're getting your ass politically handed to you. So you just keep your nose up in the air as an arrogant SOB, and you sit there and get your talking points from a slob, a schmuck like Chuckie Schumer, and you just keep dreaming, because America is awake to all you elitist scumbags. Here he is.
It also just so happens that pretty much every late night talk show host is a liberal.
Go figure.
And that's because it requires a measure of intelligence. Now, not a ton. Not a tremendous amount of intelligence, but you do have to be over the baseline.
Sure.
So there you hear him on a podcast with, I guess, some of audio to his audience they didn't release because they have, you know, hours and hours of taping before they cut it up and, you know, put their program out. It's called Pod Save America. So that's their attitude. That's their worldview. That's what they think of you. And just like leftist media, when an illegal alien runs over and kills NFL starting linebacker for the Colts, the media doesn't tell you he's an illegal alien until you go to the local police report in Indianapolis. That's where you find it out. Because, again, they think we're dumb, and so they think they can lie to us like Gruber with the whole Obamacare scam. He said, thank God Americans have no attention span or so dumb. Well, you know what? We're smart enough to know you're a slime bag selling us out. And he's been deported twice. We'll be back with hour number three. Stay with us.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million. Of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.